Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of the NCBA joining us right after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
With the 2013 Congress now underway, lobbyist Christina Butts with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says job one for them these first few months, trying to get all of the new members up to speed about issues important to the U.S. cattle industry.
Well, when you look at Congress this year, we welcomed 98 new members to this body of Congress, 14 in the Senate and 84 in the House. And I think what it's going to go back to is trying to get those new members comfortable with what the Farm Bill is and how that impacts not only those of us in agriculture, but everybody. The Farm Bill does impact, whether that is on the consumer side, whether it's on the production side, whether it's on the trade front, food safety, you name it, all those capacities are touched by the Farm Bill. So at NCBA, we're really kind of beefing up our efforts on Capitol Hill to make sure that we're introducing ourselves to the new members on the Ag Committee. We have quite a few on the Democratic side. A lot of them are there because of their interest on nutrition. So trying to make sure they can relate to those of us in the beef world and understand our priorities on the Farm Bill. Obviously, the disaster continues to be disaster assistance, a hot topic. NCBA was very supportive in 2008 for a permanent disaster program to be included in the Farm Bill. We support the versions that are in both the House and Senate, quote-unquote, older versions of the Farm Bill. Mm-hmm. But, you know, regardless, we really are pushing for that five-year bill. If not, we'll look for other venues, maybe on the disaster front, to try to get producers some type of assistance that are being affected by this drought.
When it comes to finding some way to get livestock disaster assistance done here this spring, Christina Butts says while you do have the Senate Democrats offering up this alternative to sequestration that does include some livestock disaster assistance, it comes at a high price. Not sure that that's going to be the way to go. She does pledge they'll leave no stone unturned.
We're engaged in multiple conversations in both the House and the Senate to try to find that vehicle to move things forward.
A regulatory issue that Christina Butts is paying a lot of attention to right now has to do with the Food Safety Inspection Service of USDA and the mechanical tenderization of meat. She tells us that this is now a topic that has hit front burner status.
You're absolutely right. You know, food safety is always a top priority for cattle producers. Our producers invest $29 million in food safety research, and the beef industry spends about $550 million a year on food safety interventions and research. But you're absolutely right. USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service has been talking more about this. We do know they have told us that they're working on a proposed rule that might require labeling, might require additional interventions. We're not quite sure of what the requirements of that proposal is, because even though this is dealing with the red meat product, it impacts all of us, from the cow-calf producer, the feed yard owners and operators, all the way through the food chain to our consumers. So when it comes to safety, it's all connected, and we all need to be engaged.
Another topic that Christina Butts says that she's watching closely is this issue of antibiotics in animal agriculture.
I think you will have several in Congress who've continually been the ones to try to, quote-unquote, crack down on the use of antibiotics in the livestock industry. I think that we're going to still continue our Beef 101 educational efforts on Capitol Hill to make sure that members of Congress and their staff understand that we need tools to raise healthy cattle. And taking these antibiotics away because of claims made where they don't have the science to support those claims is bad public policy. And this year, Congress does have to act on legislation known as ADUFA. This is the Animal Drug User Fee Act. And essentially what this is an agreement between the animal health companies and the FDA. It's roughly $21.6 million for the next 5 years. And this is all the money to approve and inspect and regulate these new technologies coming on board that we continually look for in animal health. So it does need the blessing of Congress, which is a great thing, but it also makes us nervous from what other tactics are going to be attached to this must-pass legislation. But it will be something that we talk a lot about, and we've been talking about it for more than 5 years, and I think we'll continue to talk about it as well.
Lots of talk, maybe some action later this year on this particular issue. One issue that Christina Butts says she believes it'll mostly be talk, at least this year, is immigration.
We know everyone's talking about immigration right now, and I think with the Gang of Eight in the Senate and then the president having his plan moving forward, the House Judiciary Committee just this week had their first hearing on immigration, looking at our current system. I think if Congress doesn't act within the next few months, it's going to be really tough to move an immigration bill next year because it'll be an election year. But then maybe 2 years from now, so 3 years out, there might be some actual vote or action on that point. So I think it will be a lot of work right now to help educate those of us in agriculture, especially on the cattle side. You know, we need non-seasonal year-round workers and a system that helps recruit those individuals to come across and help on our family farms and ranches. So we're engaged in several coalitions on the Hill and off of Capitol Hill to make sure that we're representing our members. But I think there's going to be a lot of conversations around immigration here this year with probably not much of a vote until maybe a couple years down the road.
NCBA's Christina Butts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 14th Annual Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 23rd at the Ranch Waucomas, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m. and will feature 95 home-raised service-age Angus and Hereford bulls, AI sired, including many ET full and half-brothers from their top donor dams. Give them a call today, 580-758-1464, or go online to pollardfarms.com. February 23rd, the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 14th Annual Bull Sale, Waucomas, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.